Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina. So in light of cinemas being closed due to COVID-19, the movie studios have also had to adapt. Can you imagine spending the kind of money they do on a movie and then not getting to release it? It will be a disaster. So what they've done is they've made these releases available on demand for home viewing. They're on a number of streaming platforms, things like Google Play, Apple TV. And what they do is they normally make the movie available for 48 hours, which is great because it means you can pause it and come back to it, go make a cup of tea, whatever you want to do. Now, the one we're looking at today became available online last night. It's called The High Note.
My life is a joke! Ugh!
It stars Tracy Ellis Ross and Dakota Johnson, also Ice Cube. You'll know Dakota from 50 Shades of Grey if you watch that. Tracy Ellis Ross, I don't actually know her, but she is in the American TV comedy called Girlfriends and another one called Blackish. She plays a famous singer called Grace Davis, and Dakota Johnson's character Maggie is her personal assistant. But of course, Maggie doesn't really want to be a personal assistant. It's kind of a bit like a cross between A Star Is Born and The Devil Wears Prada, because Grace is a bit of a wagon. You know, she complains to Maggie how her flight is 6 minutes late and thinks that Maggie's been working for her for 6 months when she's actually been there 3 years.
I grew up around music. It's my whole world. If you told 12-year-old me that one day I'd be working for Grace Davis, she's an icon.
This woman doesn't even know your last name.
Another thing actually she did was she got Maggie to wear her shoes around the house to break them in for her so she wouldn't have the cuts around her ankles. That kind of thing.
It's really bleak out there for middle-aged singers.
In the history of music, only 5 women over 40 have ever had a number one hit.
The thing is, Maggie wants to be a music producer.
What am I supposed to say to her?
I'm just a personal assistant, but I'd love to produce your music.
Let me do my job and you do yours, which is get her coffee, Kleenex, Kotex, and whatever else the hell we've been paying you to do for the last 6 months.
You get paid? I thought you were an intern.
Ice Cube, who plays Grace's manager, wants her to take on a residency in Las Vegas. So he basically thinks her career is over, she's over the hill, she might as well take this easy money with the residency that could last 10 years and it would mean they wouldn't have to travel around the world. And actually, over the course of the movie, begins to soften a little towards Maggie, but there is a massive twist. I'm not going to tell you what the twist is, of course, but if you want to check that one out, it is called The High Note, available on demand. Watch it in your living room, get the popcorn out, and enjoy.
All we got to do is play it safe and stack some money.
I will decide what I do next.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.